This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli airstrikes have hit a school being used by displaced people in central Gaza, killing dozens of people. Saturday's attack happened as negotiators prepared to meet international mediators to discuss a proposed ceasefire. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli airstrikes have hit a school and a hospital in central Gaza. At least 30 people sheltering at the girls' school in Deir el-Bala were taken to Al-Aqsa Hospital and pronounced dead after a strike that Israel's military said targeted a Hamas command and control center used to store weapons and plan attacks. Gaza's health ministry says over 10 people were killed in other strikes on Saturday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, the Israeli military said it is preparing a response against Hezbollah after a rocket attack on a football ground in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights killed 11 people, including children, on Saturday.
The IDF is currently holding a situational assessment, and we will prepare for a response against Hezbollah. We will finish our assessments, and we will act.
Israel blamed the Iran-backed Lebanese group, while Hezbollah denied any responsibility for the strike, the deadliest in Israel or Israeli-annexed territory since the start of the conflict in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is warning that Hezbollah, quote, will pay a heavy price for this attack, one that it has not paid so far. Hezbollah and Israel have been trading fire in areas at or near the Lebanese-Israeli border since the eruption of the Gaza War, in a conflict that has stirred fears of a full-blown conflict between the heavily armed adversaries. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. In a fresh broadside against one of the world's most popular technology companies, the Justice Department has accused TikTok of harnessing the capability to gather bulk information on users based on views on divisive social issues. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The Justice Department's accusing TikTok of harnessing high-tech pathways to gather information about American users based on issues like gun control, abortion, and religion. Government lawyers told the court TikTok and parent company ByteDance in Beijing have used an internal web suite system called Lark to send sensitive data about U.S. subscribers, which is stored and accessible on Chinese servers. A new law may soon ban TikTok in the U.S. with warnings the Chinese government may use this data to shape the content American users receive. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro faces opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez in Sunday's election. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reports.
Maduro has loosened currency controls and curbed once sky-high inflation. But the economy remains stymied by a fall in oil income and enduring sanctions. Gonzalez has appealed to Venezuelan voters' emotions, telling supporters that a change in government could motivate some of the more than 7.7 million migrants who have left the country to return. Gonzalez said Thursday he trusts the country's military will respect the will of the people. But other members of the opposition and some independent observers have questioned whether the vote will be fair. Maduro has said the country has the world's most transparent electoral system.
Alex Cohen from Reuters. Team USA has its first medals of the 2024 Summer Games. AP correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has the story.
The United States is on the board at the Paris Olympics. Divers Sarah Bacon and Cassidy Cook took home the silver for the Americans, their first medal at the 2024 Summer Games in the 3-meter synchronized springboard competition. China won the game's first gold medal, placing first in the event. Katie Ledecky claimed her first medal in Paris, winning the bronze in the women's 400-meter freestyle with a time of just over 4 minutes. Ledecky finished 2 seconds faster than her preliminary time, which at the time edged Australian and reigning Olympic champion Ariane Titmus. Titmus won the gold in the freestyle. American Chloe Dygert won a bronze medal in the women's cycling individual time trial. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Olympic organizers said they deeply apologize for introducing South Korea's athletes as North Korea during the opening ceremony of the Paris Games. As the South Korean athletes waved their nation's flag on a boat floating down the Seine River on Friday evening, they were announced in both French and English as the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. South Korea is the Republic of Korea. I'm Alexis Strope.